Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 15 psukim. Our Parsha begins with the halachot for Kohanim. They may not become tamei by being in contact with a dead person, except in the case of one of their seven close relatives, their father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or and wife. In addition, a Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. It is our job to sanctify Kohanim. And then the Torah goes on to discuss the halachot of a Kohen Gadol. He may not become tamei even for those seven close relatives, and he may not marry a divorcee, nor may he marry a widow. In the very beginning of our parsha, the Torah uses slightly strange language to introduce the halachot about Kohanim and to Kohanim. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aharon V'Amarta Alehem L'Nefesh Lo Yitama B'Yamav. Hashem says to Moshe, tell the Kohanim, etc., and tell them they should not become Tamei. Vayomer Emor V'Amarta. Why does the Torah use the expression Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim, etc., V'Amarta Alehem? In other words, in almost every other place in the Torah, when Hashem tells Moshe to tell other people about a certain mitzvah, the Torah says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Why here in our parsha does the Torah say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim, etc., via Marta? Why not Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, or lemor el Kohanim, something like that? And the question is made even stronger when we realize that the Gemara in Masechet Makot Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Chanina, that the word Vayedaber implies speaking in a strong tone, a firm tone, whereas Vayomer is a softer tone, less firm. The Gemara says that mitzvot need to be conveyed from Moshe to Bnei Yisrael in a strong, clear voice. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. So again, why here, when Moshe needs to convey the mitzvot and halachot of Kohanim, why here does Hashem say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim, V'amarta lehem? And it's a sort of a softer, more easygoing tone. Again, why not Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, like it says almost everywhere else in the Chumash? A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Drash Moshe, in the beginning of Parshat Emor. Says Rav Moshe, we know from a variety of places and a variety of sources that the Kohanim had two primary jobs. One, of course, is to do the avoda in the Mikdash, and their second job, equally important, is to teach Bnei Yisrael. For example, the Torah says in Parashat Vezot HaBracha that Moshe's bracha to Shevet Levi is Yoru Mishpatecha LiYaakov V'Torah Techa LiYisrael. They'll teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael. They'll teach about Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. And there's many, many other sources. In any case, the Kohanim serve in the Mikdash and serve Bnei Yisrael by teaching. And if we think about it, it's really not simple being a Kohen. They cannot fully participate in funerals. In the days of the Mikdash, they cannot shake everybody's hand in case the other person is Tameh. They can't walk anywhere they want. Maybe there's Tumah there. They can't eat anything they want. Maybe it's Tameh, etc., etc. It's not so simple. So Hashem says to Moshe, speak gently to the Kohanim. Speak tenderly to the Kohanim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor al Kohanim, V'amarta alehem. Introduce them in a mild way to the halachot of being a Kohen. Help them appreciate how lucky they are, how fortunate they are, what an honor it is to hold such an important and critical role in Klal Yisrael. Not only that, but Rav Moshe goes one step further. He says, when you teach Bnei Yisrael, when anyone teaches B'nai Yisrael, teach them in an understanding way. It's not so simple teaching others. You deal with these kinds of kids and those kinds of parents and all sorts of challenges that require patience and understanding. But that's what chinuch is. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, emor el akonim, v'amarta alayhem. Chinuch needs to be practiced with empathy, with simcha, and with a full and sincere heart. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.